Ambassador Adler says the South Sudan government should ensure independent media is empowered to play its critical role that enables citizens to make important decisions in building the nation.
We renew our call for the transitional government to allow journalists to work without fear of harassment, detention, or violence. Journalists must be free and empowered to fulfill their essential function so that this country can become a strong and stable democracy.
Ambassador Adler made the remarks Thursday in Juba during the launch of Sustainable Independent Media Activity, SIMA, a $12 million project funded by the United States Agency for International Development, or USAID. The Sustainable Independent Media Activity Project, implemented by a U.S.-based nonprofit, International Research and Exchanges Board, IREX, is designed to improve access to credible, accurate, and reliable information for South Sudanese. Adler says freedom of expression, freedom of the press, and strong media institutions are essential building blocks to every successful society.
Media has the power to engage South Sudanese citizens in decisions about their future. A strong and independent media will encourage the development of government institutions that respond to the needs of the people and protect human rights.
Aya Benjamin Warile, South Sudan's Minister for Gender, Child and Social Welfare, who attended the launch of the project, says the media can help South Sudanese in many ways.
Like in many other countries, in South Sudan, the media plays a very important and crucial role in enlightening and educating the people against bad practices in the society, like forced marriage, rape, human trafficking, among others. It also aids public involvement through advocating issues and transferring knowledge, skills, technologies to the people in the country.
Lynette Omwange, Deputy Chief of Party for Sustainable Independent Media Activity, says the project will prioritize, among other areas, the engagement of local expertise to empower gender equality.
The baseline will inform customized curriculum development, dubbed Breaking the Barriers, that will further provide training of trainers and will be conducted to cover various topics, including gender norms, transformation, masculinities, and gender contoniums. Through the 3 years, Sonke Gender Justice will continue to work with the national partners and ensure gender transformative approaches have been adopted in the media sector in South Sudan.
Freedom House, a U.S.-based non-profit organization, says South Sudan's transitional constitution guarantees freedom of the press, but this right is not being respected in practice to a large extent. It accuses that the government censors, harasses, and arrests journalists, especially those who criticize it or report on corruption or sanctions. The government has repeatedly denied such accusations. In August 2021, the National Security Service closed Radio Jungle and briefly detained some of its journalists after one of its staff members interviewed a protest organizer. The station was allowed to reopen in September after apologizing to authorities. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.